This is the first Monday in August, and this is Ozarks at Large. Early voting begins tomorrow for a special election in Bethel Heights and Springdale. Registered voters will be casting their ballot for or against the consolidation of the city of Bethel Heights into the city of Springdale. Tomorrow is also the last day you can have an absentee ballot mailed to you. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The annexation effort is the result of Bethel Heights residents gathering enough signatures for a special election. Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse says several months ago he started receiving requests from Bethel Heights residents having issues with sewage seeping onto their property. Mayor Sprouse says the residents decided the best way to get results was to organize a petition drive to get the consolidation issue on the ballot.
We looked over the situation, our water and sewer utility, as well as the city as a whole. And we can well serve the residents of Bethel Heights without a detriment to our current residents in the city of Springdale. And so we agreed to take those residents should the citizens elect to do so. And this type of consolidation, it hasn't been done very much, but how it has to work is that residents of Springdale vote and the residents of Bethel Heights vote, and it has to pass in both municipalities for it to become effective.
Wastewater issues in Bethel Heights have been ongoing for some time. According to a lawsuit filed by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality in March, several violations were uncovered by inspections conducted by ADEQ in 2019. The mayor of Bethel Heights did not respond to our requests for comment for this story. If the measure to consolidate Bethel Heights into Springdale is approved, Bethel Heights residents would become part of Springdale, and Mayor Sprouse says Springdale City services would be provided to them, including access to a water and sewer utility.
Their sewer rates will reduce drastically. Their water rates also, they already get their water from the city of Springdale, but we also have a lower water rate for residents of the city. So we have an outside rate, and then for those who are part of the city of Springdale. So their water rates will also go down.
There will be a cost for Springdale Water Utilities to fix the sewer problem, but Sprouse says they have reserves in place. He says Springdale has a water and sewer commission, and the utility is run more like a business in that it's ratepayer-supported rather than taxpayer-supported.
They have amassed a good amount of reserves to be able to handle things without having to bond for them in the future. And so they estimate that the quick fix, running some bypass and to fix the immediate problem and to provide sewer for the residents of Bethel Heights, will probably be in the neighborhood of $200,000. That's a bypass system that would be put in place quickly and would get it to our treatment plant. Okay. And then so the old drip field and the step system that Bethel Heights currently uses would be abandoned.
Mayor Sprouse says the city would have some cleanup to take care of there, and the long-term solution is to run sewer lines.
And they are confident they can do that with the reserves in place. And the main thing to know is that Bethel Heights will have they'll have sewer service almost immediately. And long-term, that will be fixed permanently, and they will be permanently hooked on to our sewer system. That will take obviously a little more time, but it won't cost any more money to the Bethel Heights residents. The city of Springdale or the Springdale Water Utilities have money in reserves to make that long-term fix without any increase in rates to anybody.
According to the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission is delaying a decision on a proposed $11.2 million project to address Bethel Heights' wastewater system until after the special election. The multimillion-dollar loan would fund construction of a pump station and pipeline to take wastewater from the city to a treatment plant run by the Northwest Arkansas Conservation Authority. For current residents of Springdale, Mayor Sprouse says consolidation would not increase any of their water and sewer rates.
It's all pluses for the residents of Springdale. It gives us a great growth opportunity to the north for future growth to the northeast. It does not overburden our current police department, fire department, public works, you know, and revenue comes with the annexation too. You know, just as we'll have more expenditures with more residents, we'll also have more revenue because of more residents. Our state turnback will be increased because that's per capita. And so we should gain enough revenue to offset any increase in personnel that we'll need to apply.
Springdale is located mostly in Washington County, but a portion of the city is located in Benton County. Bethel Heights is also in Benton County, and because of that, the election commissions in both counties will be working on this election. Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, says she's coordinated with Benton County in previous elections, but with the COVID-19 pandemic, they've been coordinating with other counties as well on how to best keep voters and poll workers safe.
We've actually been coordinating not only with Benton County, but with Crawford, Carroll, and Sebastian County as well, all the counties in this area, to kind of make sure we're all on the same page and following the same types of procedures at our polling locations. And so we have been meeting twice a month through Zoom since April, making plans, discussing, working with the Secretary of State's office and the governor's office on different issues so that we have a well-coordinated effort here in Northwest Arkansas.
The goal of the new procedures is to reduce interaction between voters and poll workers as much as possible, an effort that starts as soon as someone walks through the door of a polling center.
You'll be greeted by a poll worker when you come in. That poll worker will hand you your blank ballot and also give you, it's a stylus that says I voted on it, that is yours to use while you're in the polling location. So that's the closest contact you're going to have with a poll worker when you come into the polling location.
At the check-in station, voters will show ID, but poll workers will no longer touch it.
We'll ask you to state your name, your address, and all that information we normally ask you to state. But now we actually will have a plexiglass shield between the poll worker there and the voter. You will use that provided stylus that we gave you to sign your name in the poll book. So we're not sharing stylus at that station. And then you'll also be responsible for putting your own ballot into the printer there that prints the precinct that you live in.
From there, voters head to the express vote machine and place their ballot into the marking device. Price says they've updated instructions on the screens in hopes of eliminating the need for poll workers to walk voters to the machine and explain the voting process, as they've done in the past. However, Price says poll workers are still there to answer any questions voters may have.
And at the DS-200, where you place your ballot, we'll also be providing hand sanitizer. We'll have hand sanitizer throughout the polling location, but we definitely want you to take advantage of it before you leave the polling location. And then you're free to take that I voted stylus with you, or you can recycle it, and then we would sanitize it and use it at a future election.
Because of concerns about the coronavirus, there could be a shortage of poll workers across the country. Locally, Price says she's seen a lot of polling stations lose 5 or 6 people that won't be able to work in the general election.
But I am encouraged that we are getting a couple of applications each week for brand new poll workers. So it will take some shuffling for us when we get into the general election. It may mean that we have to consolidate a few polling locations to make sure that we're fully staffed at the polling locations that we have open. We're taking a real good look at all of our locations, making sure that there's enough space in that location to accommodate voters to wait in line and social distance our voting equipment so it can be safely social distance from everything.
Even with all the safety precautions in place, if voters don't feel comfortable voting in person, they can fill out a form requesting an absentee ballot. If they miss the deadline to have one mailed to them, they can also pick one up in person or send a designated bearer to pick one up.
So, for instance, if you were unable to come and pick up one, you can designate someone to be able to pick one up for you. There's definitely options. We have all of this listed on our website. If voters want more in-depth information, they can go to our website or always feel free to call our office because we're happy to answer any questions voters have.
Polls are open from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. For more information on absentee ballots, early voting, and polling sites, visit co.washington.ar.us or bentoncountyar.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Siloam Springs also has a municipal election scheduled for August 11th. Residents can cast their votes for positions 5, 6, and 7 on the city's board of directors. If no candidate receives a majority of votes in the primary, the two candidates receiving the highest number of votes will be the nominees for the respective offices to be voted on at the November 3rd general election. More information can be found at SilomSprings.com.